Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Linda, thank you so much for providing the sound. It's both entertaining and illustrative of what we're up against here.
Hi, Dom. It's great to be on. And I do want to clarify, the Public Interest Legal Foundation is a client, but I also represent the Republican National Committee and a lot of other election-related issues. So I'm out there on all the election issues. But yes, that meeting yesterday, I just couldn't believe it when Omar, who is now the chair, he's the top commissioner, launched into that speech. I thought I was in the Twilight Zone. And I have, once you play it, I have some comments as to what the motivation was for him making that speech.
Yeah, so let me just ask a question here, too, for listeners, though. Who is it that gets a credential to see the counting?
So, as with many parts of our election code, it's very vague. And Philadelphia tends to put out their directions a week before the election. So that's what they were voting on yesterday. And their directions basically say, pursuant to the election code, and in 2022 and 2020, they've been interpreting that as Philadelphia residents and or attorneys. But they haven't been clear on whether you need to be a Pennsylvania attorney or you could be an attorney from somewhere else. So, but it's basically restricted to Philadelphia residents, just like the poll watchers. And that's why when I'm on your show, I continually tell your listeners, go to protectthevote.com, click on Pennsylvania, and send us your name and information, because we need watchers both in the polling places and at the canvas.
And at the canvas, one of our listeners would be able to be there and watch the counting of the vote?
Yes. Philadelphia has interpreted the law to indicate that each candidate, and so there's a bunch of candidates on the Philadelphia ballot, and Martina White's on the ballot, you know, there's a lot of candidates on the ballot, can have one watcher there, and the party can have three. So we schedule watchers to stand there and observe the counting. We still have a lot of issues about how close we can get. And again, we have to win elections to change a lot of that. But I still want our people in the room, and that's why I continue to recruit at protectthevote.com.
Exactly. How close can you be now?
Well, I'm not going to know until Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., unfortunately, because I asked them if I could have a tour so I could be prepared, and radio silence. They just didn't respond. So I'm going to find out with everybody else at 7 a.m. when they open it up how close we can get.
God.
But I'm sure there's going to be gates up again.
And that would keep you what? I mean, can you see them, or the gate, is it transparent, Linda, or how does that work?
So generally there's about 10 rows of tables. So the gate is before the first row of tables. So if you stand at the gate, you can probably see what's going on at the first row, but you certainly can't see back to the 10th row of tables. Think of it like at least 10 car lengths, if not more, away. So I recognize that that's a big issue, Dom, but that's going to require a change to the election code. And I don't want to discourage anybody from voting because of this, because we can win if we have so many votes in there that all of this doesn't matter.
Okay, here is Omar Sabir, who's been on the show. So let's set the stage. Yesterday at the commissioners, Republican commissioner, Bluestein, who has been on the show recently, says, well, why can't we change it to genuine threat here? You know, and I guess that would really have to be a high level to knock someone out. And here's Mr. Sabir's response to that.
Here in those seconds, we will proceed to vote. But before that, I would like to make a comment to read the exact footnote as it is. It says a credential request may be denied for individuals who pose a risk to board staff or board electoral processes. Tavius Caddo was assassinated on Election Day for organizing African Americans for the right to vote. Magra Evers was also assassinated. Martin Luther King. The list goes on and on. Had to pay, some people used to have to pay poll taxes. Some people would lose their jobs. Some people would face violence. There was also lynchings as well. And the lynchings were so bad that sometimes they would leave the body in a town for up to a year. The citizens of that town or municipality would not have to see that body, the rotten body. And it's associated with racism. So these threats, it is our responsibility, I believe, as a board, for us to be able to deny individuals who want to deny elections. It's larger than a partisan issue. It's about democracy. And I applaud this board that we do approve this to protect our workers and to protect democracy.
So, Linda, you're an esteemed lawyer. I mean, somebody mainstream up and down the line, a writer, you founded various things in Philadelphia. You have to sit there as this gibberish comes out saying that just about anybody in the world then is too risky to be brought in here if they deem it that way.
Right, Dom. Well, first of all, Octavius Cato was assassinated in 1871. Medgar
right.
Evers, who we also mentioned, was killed in 1963, and Martin Luther King, obviously, in 1968. And those are absolutely horrible. And in February, I was just at the Martin Luther King assassination site in Memphis. You can visit it. It's horrifying. They've preserved the hotel room where he was when he was killed. And all of that is absolutely horrifying. But if you notice, he then went on to say, it is our responsibility as a board to deny individuals who want to deny elections. What does that mean, deny elections? Well, here's my theory. Dom, during the pandemic, you talked a lot about the school boards and how the administration was coming out with saying that people who went to the school boards were considered domestic terrorists because they were threatening the school boards and they were trying to silence them. Well, I'm likening what happened there with what happened here. I think election officials don't want to be questioned. And how do they prevent being questioned? Well, they realize the public is paying attention. So let's turn it around on the public and threaten the public back and say, if you're going to question us, we're going to call you an election denier. And we're going to link into racism that occurred 50 years ago, and then in one case, 150 years ago. So I believe that this is just election officials trying to shut down people who legitimately want to either question elections or just see what's going on. And what has me incredibly aggravated is just yesterday, Al Schmidt tweeted out again, we are committed to transparency in our electoral process. The Secretary of State committed to transparency. Yet here in Philadelphia, they're saying that they're going to deny people credentials who want to deny elections, whatever that means. And, you know, I had a case last year where I was arguing to try to get more information on what they do in the election boards. And I said to the judge, I said, Judge, if somebody came from down from Mars and read Al Schmidt's Twitter or any of the Twitter accounts of these people, they would think we're the most open process in the entire world, the way they're constantly talking about transparency. But when you peel back one layer, they don't want us to see what's going on. And it's unfortunate.
Well, absolutely. And Linda, one of your other great enterprises, Broad and Liberty, the best investigative guy. Well, I put him up there, TV side, with the Steve Keeley. But Todd Shepard is just the great journalist and investigator, has a piece up about this vote site that appears to be nonpartisan and state-related for information, and vote.pa.gov. But Josh Shapiro has said it's okay to use his name on this. And here, part of the thing is, as I understand it, to get information from people and then, like Zuckerbucks last time, send them information prodding them toward Democrat voting blocks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and some of that is legal. Some of it is legal to present a website and allow people to register to vote through your website. So this goes back to us having to win elections to make sure this kind of stuff doesn't happen. And it goes back to, again, protectthevote.com. If you volunteer, and I have people in that room, I am hoping that the more people that I have and the more they know that we're watching, hopefully they'll realize that they can't get away with this.
Yeah, and I'm hoping what would come out of this too, and I know you would too, the other benefit is, we have more of a sense, because of people like you, the organization, and our listeners out there, in election integrity. You know, we know there are always going to be difficulties, but people are not going to come away from this, whatever happens, believing the worst. If they do, it's going to be hard to continue with this.
Right, Tom. If they would just let us see. It's the more that they are not transparent, the more we question things.
So, Linda, what's next for your group? The primary is going to be kind of spring training to see how things work out.
Absolutely. So I hope everyone has returned their mail ballot. If you haven't, get it in before Tuesday. If not, appear and vote on Election Day. I have a lot of things in the fire, not everything I can talk about yet on the radio, Dom, but I promise you'll be the first that I tell. Once anything gets filed or once anything new comes out. But I just do encourage everyone to vote on Tuesday, and then please go to protectthevote.com. Tell us about your availability, and we'll get you started for the election in November.
Absolutely. Linda, give us one more time where listeners should go.
Protectthevote.com, and you can follow me on my Twitter at Linda Kearns Law.
Linda, thank you so much. And thank you. As I said, it's illustrative of important stuff. Pretty entertaining, too, to think you have to be in a room and hearing. Oh, my God. It's just hard to believe. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Dan.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!